In Parshas Baalo Yischo, the famous Rashi at the beginning, Lo Monismicho Parshas HaMenoira Le Parshas HaNesim. What's the Smichas HaParsha from Menoira to the Nesim? Lefi Kishero Aaron Chanukas HaNesim Chol She'oz Daitoi Shelohoi Moim B'Chanukah Lehu V'lo Shivtoi. Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesim brought these korbanos. These korbanos were the Chanukas HaMishkan, was the beginning of the Avodah in the Mishkan, and all the 12 Shvatim had an equal chelek in this Chanukah. And Yesh Oimrim Machlokes, but Yesh Oimrim that they were all the Nesim were mechavin min hashamayim at the same time to the same korban. Meridik in Yonim, we spoke last week, how the Medrash explains the pnimius of each korban very differently. And the Pele is that 12 people should all come with the same chitzonius dika korban. And if that was a hashram min hashamayim, Aaron HaKohen and Shevet Levi didn't get that hashroah. They didn't have a chelik in this Chanukas HaMishkan. Omer Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecho Shecho Gedolim Mishelohem, Shato Madlik U'Meitim Saneiros. Whether the Rishonim asked, the Ramban and others, what was the Chol Shadaita Shel Aaron Shlohoyu Imayim B'Chanukah? What was he so upset? Aray, he was makriv all the korbanos anyway that they brought. And he had miyuchadika korbanos when the Yumei HaMiluim, he was makriv korbanos in the Yumei HaMiluim, his korbanos, which were more than the korbanos of the Nesim. The Maisa wasn't a korban for his shevet. Rashi says, lehu v'lo shivtoi. Oh, but I thought a certain he'ora here, which are choshev and choshev he'ora. And that is, a person has to know, when it comes to ruchnius, there are no gvulas. When it comes to a desire for ruchnius, Then there's no gvulos. There's no, it's enough. I had enough. He had enough. The Medrash in Koheles, in Parsha Vov, brings the pasuk v'gam ha-nefesh lo timole. The nefesh is never filled. Zog the Medrash sha-nefesh yodas. The nefesh knows that whatever is his omel, it's omel for himself, and that's going to be the schar in olam haba. Lakach eino sveya loy toira veloy maisim toivim. The nefesh is never sveya, is never happy, is never full. And nefesh loy timole. Why not? Because the nefesh is be'etzem ruchni. And in ruchnius, there's no such thing as milui. The Gemara in Brochus, Staff Mem, brings an important yesoid. Omrem Zeirav, Yitemirav, Chinun o Bar Papa, Boi ura'ei, Shaloi kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basav adam. Midas basav adam, kli reikon machzik. Malei eina machzik. The midas basav adam, a person has a kli, if it's empty, you can put things in it. But if it's full, eina machzik. It's not shaykh to put anything else in, it's full. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokeinu, Kodesh Baruch is not like that. Balei machzik. Reikon eino machzik. By the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davke a kli mole is machzik, and a kli reikon is not machzik. Shneema v'yoyim im shamoya tishma. So the Gemara, im shamoya tishma, v'im lav loy tishma. If you're shamea, if you're a kli mole, then you can be machzik. Aba kli reikon is eino machzik. Now what's the pshat? Bishlama in Gashmius, Midas Masavadom. So we understand, we know the Kli Reikon, there are limitations in this world, in the physical world, there are Gvulois. And therefore, if it's Reik, it's Machzik. And if it's Mole, it's Eina Machzik. No room, there's no room to put anything else in the Kli. When it comes to Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Eina Kein. So it needs a beer. A kli mole davke is machzik. What's the pshat? How is the kli mole machzik? Something Marsha explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a levala min hagvul. Eino oilo mekoimo yelohu mekoimo shel oilo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. There's no such thing as gvulos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too, his Torah is infinite. And his mitzvahs are infinite. Ro'isi, Dr. Melech says, Ro'isi mitzvah secha, rechova ma'oid. There's no gvul to mitzvahs. Uvechein, a kli mole is machzik. What's the problem? Since there's no gvulos, there's no such thing that you can put more and more. Midach Gisa, why is the Kli Reikon Eino Machzik? That's a pele. Why is the Kli Reikon Eino Machzik? Mishlame, okay. We've explained the Kli Mole can be Machzik because there's no Gvulis. But why is the Kli Reikon Eino Machzik? There it is. In Ruchnius, how is there a Kli Reikon? There's only a Kli Reikon if a person is making Gvulis. If a person is saying, Ad kan, I do mitzvahs. And now I'm taking off, I'm going to be oisik in gashmius. This is my limud. But I'm yotze, and the rest of the day I could be oisik in gashmius. He's making gvulos. That's a kli reikon. When he's making a kli reikon in ruchnius, how's it shaykh a kli reikon? Are there's no gvulos. If there's no gvulas, how can there be a kli reikon? But if a person is making gvulas in ruchnias, he's making a kli reikon. A kli reikon zeh de machzik. It's not going to be machzik, the ruchnias. The nefesh, a nefesh lo timoleh. The nefesh is ruchni. You're trying to lebalos. I will say, 1 second. That's the chayra stira. Over here you say, a nefesh loiti mole. And over here you say, that a kli mole, there is a kli mole in ruchnius. And the tafke kli mole is machzik. So what's the pshat? There it says that the medrash says, the pshat in that nefesh loiti mole is you can never fill it up, that it won't take more. Eino sveya loy toyre velo maisim toivim. A nefesh loiti mole, this is not triumph. There the pshat in mole is that the nefesh never gets filled up, that it can't take more. And that's because a kli mole is machzik. Because when the nefesh is ruchni, in ruchnius you can always be machzik more and more. The Ruach Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, explains in the first Mishnah in Perek Shishi of Ovis. It's Says Rabbi Oyme Kol Oisik B'Toyra Lishma Zoicha Lidvorim Harbe. Says the Rachai Meridik Azachon on Zoicha Lidvorim Harbe. But in between, he says, when a person learns Kol Ashe Yosef Lilmoid, Kain Yosef Lachboitz Lilmoid Oid. The more he learns, the more he wants to learn. Uba'ava satoira yishke v'yachshoiv v'alavai sheyuchal loy lishoin v'loy lechol rak kol ha'yomi v'chol ha'leilos li'ageya v'la'ayen v'lishtois b'tzomis t'voreo. And a person that gets to a matzav of having such a cheshik for Torah, he says he wishes he wouldn't be able to, he wouldn't have to sleep, but he wouldn't have to eat and waste time, and his whole time he could just be mi'ageya b'ayen, and he shows him more and more Torah. K'mesha Omru Razal, Im Shomoya B'yoshan Tishma B'chodosh, Kli Mole Machzik, Kli Reikon Eina Machzik. Kli Mole Machzik is when a person is learning stark, he wants to learn more and more. U'kamash, he says, the Pasuk says, Ba'orcha Nire Or. He says, Ameritika Taich. Ba'orcha Nire Or. Ratzaloima betoirosecha nire oid or Torah. From your Torah, in this goreg, that we'll see even more. Ba'orcha nire or. Ki anide or she sagnu nire yoise sheyesh oid or. And he brings a moshul. The mensch goes into a palace and he comes through the first doors. And in that room, there's Meridika paintings and Meridika and Divrei Erech and all sorts of things which he sees, and he's very despoiled. But then he sees, oh, at the end of the room there's another set of doors. And he goes through those doors. In those, that room is even more, and more Choshen Azachen. And then he sees those doors at the end of that room, and he goes through those doors, and he sees even more and more. He never realized there's anything like that in the palace of the king. And then Nochacheder. So if he wouldn't have gone in the first room, wouldn't have gone in the first one, he wouldn't have even known that there's more and more rooms and more oimek to what the melech has. He says, Kach, a person starts learning. He understands the sugya on one level. And then he gets a cheshek. And he sees there's more here. And he goes deeper. And then he goes deeper. And he goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Because Torah is Eid Losov. Ruchnius has no gvulos. And that's the teva of Ruchnius. V'hanefesh lo timole. There's no gvul. There's no such thing. Ah, oh, this is enough. I don't need this mitzvah. I don't need that mitzvah. Arna Kohen saw the Nesim had a Hisoiris and brought these Gemaltik and Karbalis. Why not me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's not your chelek, you have a different chelek. That's an arichus, what the pshat in Rashi is, Shelchon Gedoyle Mishel Ohem, what exactly is the bill. But I'll call upon him, the Yesod HaDover is that a person is never satisfied in Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, he always wants more and more. And if, Chas V'Shalom, he says, it's enough, he's making a Kli Reikon. Oy vey, a Kli Reikon, oy v'noira. It's Ken Zayin, for the Hemshech of the Parsha. It brings that the Chazal say that the Psukim, by he bin Sar Oroin of Venucha Yoima, surrounded by Nuni Mafuchim, to be Mafsik made Puranius the Puranius. So the Shaila is, which Puranius are we talking about? So the Ramban says the first Puranius that is before the parasha of Vayibin Soya, and that is Vayisu Behar Hashem. And that was the first Puranius. And then the second one was Misoidonim, and the third was Kivra Sataiva. And the Nunim came to be Mafsik, there shouldn't be a Chazoka Puranius. So, what's Vayisu Be'ar Hashem. Why is that so terrible? Sokter Ramban, She'nosu Be'ar Sinai Besimcha Ketina Kabarech Mibes HaSeifer. Because over here it says Vayisu. They went themselves. By Kriyas Yamsuf it says Vayasa Moshe Esa'om. Moshe Rabbeinu had to force them to leave the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Rashi brings the Kipshutoi because the Yam was washing up all the jewels and all the gold and silver from the Mitzrim. So they didn't want to leave. And in Svarim state, it wasn't just the Gashmias. They couldn't bring themselves to leave the Yam when they saw the Shechina Ro'asa Shivcha Bayam Vashalei Ro'asa Yecheskel Ben Buzi. The Moshe Rabbeinu Vayasa had to make them go, and the Shechina went to meet Bashur Shur Miloshen to see. But I'll call upon him here. It doesn't say Vayasa, it says Vayisu from Har Sinai. Shenosu mehar sinah besimcha ketina kabarech v'meisa sefer. Omru shema yarbev yiten lanu mitzvahs. They said, oivei, 613 mitzvahs, if we stay here longer, we'll have more mitzvahs. Oivei, vayisu mehar Hashem. They didn't want more mitzvahs. You don't want more mitzvahs. You don't want more ruchnias. You're making a gvul in ruchnias. Chas v'shalom. That's already the first Puranis. And that puts a person in a completely different matter. It put Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom together of a Kli Reikon. And then it's Eina Machzik. And then you can come to Misoidinim. And then you can come to Kivros HaTaivo. So we don't want them to be Muchzik Bu Puranis. The Nefesh and Gama Nefesh Loiti Mone. The nefesh is a koach ruchni, and in koach ruchni is there's no gvulos. And that's what we spoke about last week. Last week we said that Adam is always bekoach, and we saw the Ramchal says that the seichel ha'adam and the Torah are always bekoach, and you can when you're miyagea, it becomes greater and greater and greater and greater. Like a coal, which is hardly a light, but the more you blow on it, the more fire you bring out from it, the more you see that there's that was there potentially in the coal. That's Torah, that's mitzvahs, and that's the Seichel HaAdam. The Seichel HaAdam is from the Nefesh. Va'nefesh lo timoleh. But there's also the flip side. Va'nefesh lo timoleh. But the Medrash carries on. Vanefesh loiti mole, Moshul the Bad of Adoime, the famous Moshul which the Mesillas Yeshayim brings, Le'ironi shenosa bas melochim, a peasant, a poshta mensch, married a princess, im yovilo, kol ma she ba'olam, einin chashuvim lo klum, lo ma she bas melech. The ironi, he brings her, he buys her food, he buys her presence in his musogim, in his little musogim, he buys her this little cheap jewelry or this Michael. He takes her out to eat in this little restaurant or that, and he's garnished. Why? She's a bas melachim. She's used to a whole different, completely different level of living. What her jewels are choshim. The best in the world, the most expensive in the world, the way she, what she eats, is such choshuva food, completely different level. And anything that he brings to her, the Iroini, is garnished. It's Eilad Chashuvim lo. Kachs of the Medrash HaNefesh, Ilu Eves lo, Kol Ma'adoni Oilom Eilad Klum lo. You bring the Nefesh, everything in the world, the Madoni Oilom, in the Oilom Agashmi, ain't a klum lo. You're never going to satiate her. Lama shehi mino el yoinim. Because she's mino el yoinim, the nefesh mino el yoinim. You're never going to be masbia mino el yoinim. But that's the teva of Dover Ruchni Elugvulois. In Iloilam Hazeh, we know Chazal tell us money, Mishiesh le money, Roitze Mosai. Mishiesh le Mosai, he Roitze Darad Meis. Ain other Meis, the Chatzitai Mosa Biyodri. The Medrash, the beginning of Koheles, Perik Aleph, Lamadalit. Ain other Meis, the Chatzitai Mosa Biyodri. A person doesn't leave this world and he doesn't even have half of his taiva. Why not? Maybe he's got half of his taiva. Terence is. Im yesh lo imode. But roitze mosayim. So he doesn't have chatzi tavosai. Because he always wants more than he has. So if he always wants more than he has the day he dies, he still wants double than what he has. He died with a million. $1 million. Abba Roitz says $2 million. Now he wants $2 million. So he died. He hasn't got even Chatzi Tavosa Biyodei. What's he got? He's got $1 million. Abba, you want the Tavosa is $2 million. The Gabe other Tavos, the Gemara says, Eva Kotten Yeshba Adam. Masbioi Ro'ev. Always the Tavo. Masbioi is never satisfied. Ad Nefesh Lo Timole. Lomo. In Ruchnius, he's also loyti mole. But in Ruchnius, a kli mole in Machzik. In Ruchnius, the mensch has a satisfaction for what he's doing. The Medrash says, the Mishnah says in Ovis, have a rots the mitzvah kalo. Kechaburo, have rots the mitzvah kala, rather, she mitzvah gareres mitzvah. Maybe bereach mila aveiro, she aveiro gareres aveiro. A person should always rots. I feel a mitzvah kala. Why? Because the teva of mitzvahs, the mitzvah gareres mitzvah. A mensch has to make sure that he's a geder of a clean mole. And if he's a kli mole, always to make sure in Ruchnius he's a kli mole, and then the kli mole is machzik, and to go more and more, because in Ruchnius there's no gvulus. In Chas v'Shalom, the person should be a geder from Vayusu Be'ar Hashem. The person should say, "Okay, I've had enough. We have to sleep, and we have to eat, and we have to do what we have to do." In Yonig Gashmius, we have to take care of the Yonig Gashmius. But when a person's doing it, when he's being Oisik in his Gashmius, so that he's got Koyach to learn, so he's got Koyach to, he should carry on, he sleeps and have a Koyach to learn, then Kol Ma'asech Yul Hashem Shamayim. Then even the Gashmius becomes Ruchnius. And when the Gashmius becomes Ruchnius, he's never a Kli Reka. He turns himself into a Kli Reikon. A Kli Reikon is Eina Machzik.